Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Ronnie Ellison in the chat just said, wow, Lance Lynn in a City Connect. And I went, well, whatever it costs, we have to bring Lance Lynn. I need to see that ASAP. Thank you, Ronnie, for the very, very hearty laugh you got in here from all of us. It's Ben and Woods. We are on 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor and joins us as well.
I think everybody's very unenthused by my under-the-radar potential Padres signings. That was the idea, though. Under the radar. Like,
that's true.
Way under the radar here.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if the goal was to mention two players that nobody had thought about, you did it.
I did.
You absolutely crushed that segment. If that was the goal.
That was the goal. I mean, anyone can say, Blake Snell. You know, hey, Padres should go after Blake Snell.
But you don't get
Corbin
that.
Corbin Burns.
You don't get that insight anywhere else, the kind that you get here on Ben and Woods, certainly. How about Rich Hill? I did see he wants to pitch next year, which is insane.
I'm not going down that road.
I'm with you 100%. Well, we've got our boss, Adam Klug, in studio this morning, and he had probably heard our 6 o'clock segment opening the program. If you missed it, I had a rough one. Yesterday, I was talking to Paulie, and Paulie said, I just got off the phone with Adam, who asked me if I wanted to do the afternoon shift on Friday, 2 to 6. And I told Adam, that's kind of a long day for me, man, you know, producing the morning show and then coming in to do a solo hosting job. And Adam said, well, I was just going to potentially move you out of mornings and let you host, and I'd put Italian Paul in, and that's when I hit the roof. And I went through the roof. And thought about it all night, beat myself up about it, because I thought maybe I'm crushing Paulie's dreams. If he wants to be a host, let's help him be a host. Or now Paulie feels bad because he's not helping out the team. I feel bad because the team's not being helped out. I consider myself a team player. That being said, the man in charge over here, he's piercing me right now with his eyes. All right, what would you like to say?
Emperor Woods, thanks for having me in studio.
Emperor?
What's it like to hold other people down?
I'm not trying to. I never have.
You're just unintentional.
It's unintentional.
Man, look at me. Offering an opportunity for someone to grow and spread their wings and maybe, you know, tickle an itch. And I'm painted as a tyrant?
So, Paulie knows.
I bet people would hate to work with someone like me.
Paulie knows if that's an itch he needs to scratch. Then he can do that. I've never said he couldn't. In fact, I've encouraged it. Yeah, I encouraged the dreams of Ben.
I just don't know how I got painted as a tyrant.
How did I get painted as the tyrant, though, by Ben?
You're the psychopath who reacted the way you reacted.
All right, so give
both
me...
Both ways, by the way, your initial reaction and then the way you lay up all night with guilt or whatever.
All right. On what planet does it make sense to take the producer of your highly rated morning show and move him for a day? On what planet?
So here's the real story.
Uranus is the only planet I can think of.
So here's the real story. Obviously, we don't have the largest staff here, the
Correct.
Deepest of benches.
Yes.
And normally when someone's out, if if our producers are interested, they'll fill in.
Sure.
The entire show, Tony, Chris, and Matt are taking off tomorrow. They're going to play in a San Diego State alumni golf tournament together, and it's a show outing, and I gave them that permission.
Sure.
They asked, and I said, you know what?
Team building.
I said, it's a Friday afternoon, obviously. I said, cool, go for it. So normally Scraby might fill in, and maybe Sammy would come in.
Sure.
And, you know, I spoke with Sammy, but Sammy's on the East Coast in New York. He did his show remotely last night from the East Coast, but hosting 4 hours solo remotely wasn't something he really wanted to do. A lot of times Braden fills in, and he's really talented. I think very highly of Braden, and he's hosted solo quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Braden also is a high school football coach and has a playoff game tomorrow night.
He's still waiting for how this affects my show. This is all fantastic information. On what planet does it make sense to ruin my show?
So, Paulie, one of, you know, the great people I've ever worked with in my career.
Very valuable to me as well.
One of the things he does for us is he manages our on-air schedule on our website.
Yes.
And I was on the verge of just saying, we don't have anybody to fill in. We're going to go to CBS. But rather than just assuming Paul wasn't interested, because I know he's had interest in the past, I said, before I just make the declaration that we're going to go to CBS tomorrow afternoon, I said, let me just offer it to Paul and see if he's interested.
Sure.
And when I spoke with him, I said, no pressure, no obligation.
He does this.
I wanted to offer you the opportunity.
He does this to me all the time.
And I get painted like the bad guy.
He says to me, hey, you can totally say no, but... And when your boss comes in and says you can totally say no, that means I really need you to say yes.
No.
Yes.
This wasn't one of those times. Other times might be. This is not one
of
them.
All right, so what's the resolution?
Well, I had an idea, and it isn't going to work out.
I heard about that idea as well. Yeah. I did not share that idea with the rest of the class.
Yeah, I mean, you hate me anyways.
I don't hate you. I love you.
Share it if you'd like.
But you got... All right, so we talk about... play this out, right? Fast forward the tape. Paulie then calls me. Play it forward. If you tell Paulie, hey, you're going to host, and Paulie expresses interests and says, yeah, okay, I'll do it. Then he calls me and says, hey, I'm actually not going to be there Friday.
Yeah.
So you guys I'm going to host.
You guys have been out without Paul before.
We have.
You'll survive.
But not a day where he's going to be working elsewhere on the radio station. Yeah. Paulie wants to take a vacation. Take a vacation. We'll survive.
Yeah.
But why would you move him from here?
I didn't say I would. I put the decision on him. I let him make the choice.
Well,
he wanted to.
Hey, you chose wisely, because that's what you did, young
so my
man.
Choices were to either piss off the two guys that I work with every day, or work an eight-hour split shift
doing a four-hour solo show by yourself.
Not an eight-hour split shift. I told you you wouldn't have to work the morning shift.
Right, because you were going to move him.
It's not your fault. You choosing to do that shouldn't upset Ben and Woods. It shouldn't. That's on them.
What? Wait, what?
You heard me.
Paulie deciding he wants to...
Ben is sitting over there silent. I bet he agrees with me.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't you be mad? I would be mad.
I don't know that I'd be mad.
Not
but
mad.
I don't get mad about anything. I am perplexed, Adam, that you let it get to this point. Because you're a manager. So, you know, and you're a great...
Oh, so now you're taking shots at my manager.
You're a great boss. I think Woods would agree with that as well.
My favorite I've ever had. Ever. Not close.
Sure seems like it.
It is. You are.
But you must know by now. You must know by now that part of managing is managing personalities. And
I didn't run this by Woods. I spoke directly to... Paul, am I right here? And he decided to share the information after turning it down and knowing it could have just stopped there.
You could have said to Paul, let's keep this between us.
Yeah, you did not say that.
I don't think I need to do that.
That probably would have backfired anyway.
I mean,
there's no secrets in this room.
It was less than 30 seconds between you and me hanging
up
that he just randomly called me.
It was our daily call.
Had it been an hour, 4 hours
and
later,
you,
whatever, I wouldn't even thought about it.
In a similar position to me in terms of your role with the show, knowing how Woods would react, chose to tell him.
I have a simple solution that's going to work out well for you, Adam. If you simply go to Woods before you make any decision and ask his input beforehand... He will then get so tired of you doing that he will no longer complain about any decision you make.
Everybody already knows Woods runs the station, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the bit.
But the thing is, he doesn't really want to.
All
but if you actually solicited his input on everything, you'd be offering that great respect that he always craves.
Correct.
But he'd be so tired of you soliciting his input that he'd just say, you know what, I'm fine with whatever you decide.
Yeah. That's probably, there's probably a little bit of truth in that from Ben.
I got a meeting coming up in a few hours, Woods. You want to sit in on it with me?
I don't. I really don't. Again, I don't understand how I'm now being painted as the villain for just wanting his show to be together on a Friday
and selfish.
And dominate. That's not selfish. That's not selfish. That's
the way you read. You thought about you first.
No, I didn't.
How is Paul being out going to impact you and your show?
Because Paul is excess of this show.
Never said he wasn't.
He's integral.
Of course he is.
And I our show is better with him here. So why would you punish your show here by taking a piece from it? That's what I'm.
I think you should eat a stale bean.
No, absolutely not. That's what's not making sense in my head. It's like all I wanted to do was come to work tomorrow and just kick ass. That's it. I just want to dominate the three of us and just come in and kick ass.
You would kick ass no matter what.
That's not the case. Not the case always. So what are you going to do now?
Well, my backup plan fell through.
Okay.
We'll be going to, I think Braden is going to stick around and do an hour after Andy and Elston, so he'll do 2 to 3, and then he's got a cruise to go to football practice.
Just replay our show.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, let's do that.
Nothing's happening between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. or whatever.
I hadn't thought of that.
It's still relevant.
Yeah. Does us a solid, you know?
Paulie, we're going to need to edit that up tightly after the show.
We will
really dial in our best
segments. We'll replay 3 hours or 4, depending on what Braden wants to. Yeah, we'll replay Ben and Woods Friday into Friday afternoon.
Satan's Blowfish says, surprised Braden didn't jump on a chance to do his own Friday show. He would, but he's got a game. He's got a football game.
Braden has filled in a lot, and he relishes the opportunity, but he's a high school football coach.
I was going to tell you, it's probably a bad time. The three of us are taking tomorrow morning off. We are going hiking. We're going on a hiking excursion.
It's a show excursion.
Yeah. And so... figure it out, I guess. I don't know what to tell you.
Thanks for the heads up.
You're welcome.
You realize that the nickname isn't as prominent anymore.
What's that?
Doesn't make as much sense.
Bald Rindle?
Bald Rindle.
Yeah. Are you working on something up top there?
This is not a grow the fro situation.
I wanted to tell you this. A friend of mine, we had dinner with recently, and he's a little younger than me, and he looked over at my hair.
So what does that mean, like 55?
Relax. He said, he looked over my hair, he goes, God, you got great hair. And I said, I feel so blessed to be almost 50 and still have a full head of hair. And he took his hat off, he goes, I want to say Hungary. I think it's Turkey or Hungary, one of the two, to get this
transplant?
Yes, but I go, well, they do it here. And he goes, not like this. And he showed me one of his friends. He goes, look at him. And I go, dude, he's one of the most handsome bald guys I've ever seen in my life. He goes, look at him now. And I went, oh my God. He goes, it's perfect. It's the only place they can do it.
So this is not like a George Costanza
situation. No, it's not a rug.
I heard you guys talking Seinfeld earlier.
It's not a rug. They fix it and they do it. And my God, he was as handsome as could be bald. He's one of the few guys that could really pull off the straight bald.
Like a Skip Schumacher.
You don't need hair. You don't need hair. And I saw his new hair and I went, oh my God. So if you want me to look into it for you, I'd be happy to. You're going to go to Hungary.
Shaving my head was a choice. It wasn't because I was bald.
See? Oh, okay, nothing.
You've already been killing me all morning anyways.
This is fascinating. Yeah, according to AI, Turkey is a popular destination for hair transplants because of its lower costs, experienced surgeons, and advanced technology. There is some risk, though, including the possibility of receiving a black market procedure from an unlicensed surgeon.
Well, you know, he's going to be over there like trying to talk to him and get the best deal that he can. I would go if I were you. If that's something you're interested in, I can get you the info.
I can grow my own hair. I'm good.
Are you? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah,
you're working on something
I'm like 2 weeks in.
I'm fascinated by they call it medical tourism, where you fly to other countries.
I'm fascinated by it too.
I've heard living in San Diego, you hear about people who go down to Tijuana
for dental
work, just cheaper, whatever. The system just works better. It's easier to get prescriptions filled. I've never done it myself, but I certainly have heard of it. But flying around the world for treatments is something that, people absolutely do. And, you know, not everything is available, legal, approved in every country, but in some other countries, and you want the latest, the most advanced stuff. I guess you go to Turkey for hair transplants.
And that's the weird part, too, is like, I know his wife, she's an absolute dime, and she adores him. I'm like, you don't have to do this. He's like, it's not about her. It's about the way I feel. And I said, all right, well, I support you, and good luck on your trip to Turkey. But, so anyway... Well, I think we've come to the
Moral of the story is I'm never going to ask Paul again.
It's probably a good idea. Hey, how about this? I got one. Let's be
Paul. Could you make a graphic for the replay of our show though on Friday,
Paulie? If you want to do it, you tell him. How about that? Because you handle the schedule.
Yeah. I guess
if you see a hole in the schedule and say, you know what, I'll give this a shot. Well, I will help you.
Well, what a lot of shows do
as long as you also work Ben and Woods at the same day.
They have the producer actually host like the best of replay.
Yeah.
Where they'll set up the segments and then play.
Play it.
Hey, and we were doing this. And,
yeah,
and
but
this
that's actually interesting.
That would work on a Friday morning.
Friday morning would be great.
It doesn't make sense.
But not
Friday
in the afternoon.
Not in the afternoon.
And yeah, the idea of whether it was a double shift day or sleeping in and getting ready to, because there ain't going to be sleeping in, trust me. If I was hosting tomorrow afternoon, I'd be up at 4 a.m. panicking, freaking out.
Yeah.
4 hours solo during the
off season
with not a lot to talk about
and not a ton of like reps, you know what I mean, like,
right.
Not a ton of reps over the years.
That's not even that was
I
even
just don't think
concern.
I deserve to be painted like a bad guy for offering the opportunity.
I don't think I deserve to be painted like a bad guy for just wanting my show together and wanting to win. That's it. That's where I stand.
Brand co-manager Stephen Woods.
don't perpetuate that rumor, please, for the love of God.
Okay, I'll talk to you right after the show.
All right.
Adam Kluge, everybody.
Love you guys.
Thanks, Kluger.
Good to see you as
Never
always.
A shortage of content with our beloved Adam Kluge.
All right, we're going to take a time out. We actually have another of the... It was very popular yesterday. I was surprised how many people were excited wanting to win the Del Mar Reptile Expo tickets. So we're going to do it again when we come back. We got another pair of tickets for you for the Reptile Expo this weekend. And then John Ashworth's going to join us to share the very special guest coming to Goat Hill Park next week in Oceanside. It's a charity and a cause that is near and dear to us with our annual event. Rattle Report coming up. Our football threesome still ahead as well. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing after traffic here on 97.3 The Fam.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is WNBC. This is key. Come on.
WNBC.
No. Gotta be more like this. That's not. WNBC. You hear that? Kind of left. The NBC.
WNBC. WNBC.
Why don't
WNBC? In my mind, I'm hearing. Yeah. It sounds like I'm saying exactly what you're saying.
No, actually,
WNBC.
You know what?
Let's go down to Amos's office. See how he does it,
Mr. Amos.
The best. That's our
right,
boss.
And you know, I hope you can get him. Because, see, you don't have a real good voice like I'm as Captain Frank. And
you don't have a good voice.
You don't
voice.
Have a real good voice. Can you imagine? Actually, I can. I can't imagine. That was our old station. That's exactly what it was like there.
It's Poor better man. Here.
It's
Things
way
are better,
better
here. You know, I forgot to ask Adam while he was here. Probably could have given us some advice. So after the show, you and I are... calling a San Diego State student who's doing like a media project
yeah.
and needed to interview someone in the business and wanted to talk to us. So we're going to call him. And I get the same questions from students who want to get into sports broadcasting every single year. They always ask, like, how do I get into the business?
Yeah.
And honestly, I still don't know the answer to that question.
I don't either.
Maybe Adam does. He actually could potentially hire someone. I've never hired anyone for the business, so I don't know. I don't know what I'd be looking for if I was hiring someone. I'd hire someone like you.
I would hire someone like you or Paul. 100%.
But I don't. I'm not the one who does the hiring. So
I would hire you both in a heartbeat.
What are the people who actually do the hiring looking for in this business?
And when do you? You know, there's. It's just not like it used to be. I mean,
I don't have internships. That's how I started. Yeah. Internship.
Yeah. I mean, I walked in the door of a radio station, and well before I was on the air. Actually, I didn't. I was marched up to. My mom signed me up to go to this career counselor, and they happened to be in the same building as a six-station conglomerate in Dallas. And she marched me up there, and the program director, or no, I'm sorry, the promotions director, his name was Lauren Condren, by the way. Lauren, I ended up naming my son that many, many years later. She, like, cornered him on his way out. She's like, this kid is going to go places. He loves music. He loves radio. Give him a job. And he's like, call me tomorrow. So I called him, started in promotions, worked in promotions, started dating a sales girl, and got into sales. Got into sales, and then met a morning show, and the guys thought I would be good on the air, and 15 years later, they moved me out.
And that is actually not an atypical story in this business. But I always feel bad because you have... You know, people who grow up and they study broadcasting and broadcast journalism and they try to get into the business. And then they always ask, okay, what societies do I need to join? How do I get in? And I go, honestly, it's perseverance and dumb luck. And I can't, I don't know how you can replace that dumb luck factor. Like our show is dumb luck.
Purely.
It's pure dumb luck. We didn't even know each other. We were randomly put together. Yeah, it works. We worked hard. We are dedicated to our craft, but we're not the only people in broadcasting who are dedicated. I can't say that I'm sitting here because I wanted
my
it more
work.
Or I love this more or I'm just more talented than everybody else.
I can, but I mean, that's if you don't want to do that, then that's fine.
Sure, I do some things well. You do some things well. There's no doubt about that. But there's other people who can do this job. So much of it is
luck.
Dumb luck.
Yeah.
And I always feel bad when I try. I don't want to discourage someone's dreams and go, yeah, you need to work hard. You need to be prepared for that opportunity if it comes. But how do you make that opportunity happen? Dumb luck. I don't know how you make that opportunity happen.
It's truly crazy. And there was a time in radio, I can remember a show out of San Francisco, called Lamont and Tonelli, and I met them many, many years ago. And they were, I think they were a morning show. They were wild. And I mean wild. When they used to be able to do things like this in radio. You know what they did? One guy used to stop by 7-Eleven every day to get his coffee. And the guy that worked at 7-Eleven had this incredible voice, and he was this incredible personality. And one of the guys, Lamont or Tonelli, was like, goes back to work, tells the co-host, they tell the boss, and the boss is like, yeah, bring him in. They bring the guy in out of 7-Eleven, and they turn him into a radio star. Like that. Those days are gone. If I met the next Howard Stern walking the street, I don't think I could get him hired here tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And they did. There was an ability to take more risks and chances back in the day. And that's what's really makes it hard to stay in this business. Because getting in is one thing. I have always likened my career as to the salmon that is just completely upstream for 15 years of just grinding and grinding and trying to stay in it. And
there's so many things that are out of your control as well. I mean, the media market and, you know, just the corporate structure. I mean, we've seen, you know, radio news, not our company this week, but another radio company just had to let go tons of people.
Yeah, man.
Not because they were all bad workers or bad employees.
They weren't lazy.
That's rarely how it works. I'm sure in whatever job you work at, when they have layoffs, is it always just the six worst people who get fired? No, there's a lot of dumb luck that goes along with everything. And I hate to always say that because I feel like that's discouraging because I can't control that part of it. But you do have to be prepared and ready to take, you know, advantage of an opportunity when it does present itself. You better grab hold of it.
Yeah, and you just grab hold and you don't let go. That's exactly what I've done. And you know, I don't know how many more years are left, but I'm pretty proud of the fact that I haven't let go for all that time because it is such a good, fun job. And Tony in the chat says, well, they used to trust the talent to do the entertaining. And I will say, as much as I bust his nuts in there, That dude trusts me to do the entertaining every single day. Has never, ever told me.
Remarkably so.
Remarkably so. Even at his own expense. And, you know, I just talked to him in the hallway. I was like, you know, that wasn't personal at all. You know, it wasn't meant to be personal at all. And I don't think he took it personally at all. But, yeah, it is a weird convo to have every single time somebody asks, how do you do this? I don't know. I got lucky. I mean, I can't tell somebody, go out and get lucky. It is.
So we'll have to do that after the show today and hopefully inspire someone and not crush their dreams.
Yeah.
Speaking of once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, how would you like to go to the first annual Del Mar San Diego Reptile Expo?
Literally, first annual.
This weekend. You can be the first in the door. Yeah. I've got a free family four-pack of tickets available to the third caller right now at 833-288-0973. I mean, every reptile you can imagine. I don't really know any of the details, but I'm imagining a lot of reptiles at a reptile expo. It's this weekend at the Hilton San Diego Del Mar. Get your tickets at CentralValleyReptileExpo.com. They don't even have their own San Diego ReptileExpo.com website yet. It is so new.
Yeah, fresh.
Get in the door early, 833-288-0973. When we come back, something that is near and dear to our hearts, we're going to talk to our friend John Ashworth. Legendary golf business person, now runs Goat Hill Park up in Oceanside. They got their huge annual Wishbone Brawl coming up. And if you haven't heard who the headliner is,
holy smokes.
I mean, it's been Xander Schauffele for many years. And we've
had Freddie Couples.
It was amazing. This is totally different. It'll surprise you, and you'll find out next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Got an interesting phone call there.
You got an interesting phone call.
No,
I got an
Paul
interesting
did.
Email.
Oh, well,
I
we got
did,
the...
but it was for Ben.
Yeah, it was about you. Share with the audience the phone call
just
we just got.
A former 10 News intern, Courtney, who called in and just was like hearing us talking about interns and getting into the business and wanted to congratulate me on our success.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not my own personal success.
You're welcome.
It's a very nice, sweet thing of Courtney to do and call in.
So extolling your virtues.
Yeah.
Yeah. She
always
said, I bet.
Good.
She goes, I guarantee you know a little something about getting ahead in this business.
I don't think I do. I still don't think I do. I appreciate the confidence that she has in me, and I'm just not sure that I have any idea what I'm doing still after 25 years in this business.
You remain my favorite human.
We got our guest on the line, but I did get an email. We'll talk about it. The Padres just made an announcement, and I just want to make sure everybody knows. They just announced that they are going to be remodeling the Western Metal Supply Company building this offseason. Some changes coming to the iconic structure down the left field line at Petco Park, and we can detail those a little bit later in the program, but rest assured, they got some big changes coming. They always seem to do something with the ballpark. Last year it was Gallagher Square and the redoing of that space. Now it's going to be the Western Metal Supply Company this offseason. Going to have a very different look.
Yeah, the Bennington Woods Pavilion finally going in out there.
Yes. Finally.
It's about time.
All right, we're going to check
pork.
We're going to check traffic when we come back. John Ashworth is going to join us, talk about the upcoming Wishbone Brawl up at Goat Hill Park. That's next year on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out, and we are joined right now. We have done this a couple of years in a row now where we have talked about what is a really fun event. Every Thanksgiving time comes around. It's called the Wishbone Brawl. It's at Goat Hill Park up in Oceanside. It is going to take place next Saturday, the 23rd, starting at noon. And in the past, it's been kind of a golf exhibition featuring PGA Tour stars like Xander Schauffele. Fred Couples was here a couple of years ago. And the caretaker at Goat Hill Park is John Ashworth. And he's joining us right now to talk about this year's version of the event, which benefits the North County Junior Golf Association and the Leadership and Caddy Academy at Goat Hill Park, which is what our golf tournament benefited earlier this year. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, man. How about yourself?
Doing great, yeah.
I bet you are. Good. Well, this is quite a lineup you've assembled.
Yeah, we haven't
spilled
the beans as to kind of the headliner this year. So let everybody know who's going to be at Goat Hill Park next Saturday.
Well, these things are always pretty organic when they come together. Never quite know who's going to make it out, and this year was no exception. I mean, it was November 1st. I was about ready to pull the plug on it, honestly, and. I had first gotten, I don't know if anybody's heard of Letta Lindley, but she won the U.S. Senior Women's Open this year. But the interesting thing is she grew up and learned how to play golf at Goat Hill Park. So Letta's coming, and her partner, this year we're going to do a mixed two-person scramble, and her partner's Bill Murray.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
That's right.
The Bill Murray.
The yeah. Bill Murray.
Bill
not,
Murray.
Not the a Bill Murray. Murray. The Bill Murray.
No, the Bill Murray, yeah. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then another goat, too, is going to play, and that's Kelly Slater.
Unreal.
Who is, you know, basically a scratch golfer. He's, you know, he's arguably one of the best athletes on the planet and for sure the best surfer that's ever lived.
Well,
so,
and
Kelly's going to be there.
You know, he's yeah. a world-class surfer and a world-class golfer, but he's, you know, like, you can't have it all. So, of course, God didn't make him so handsome and beautiful and attractive. I mean, the one thing I have yeah. over Kelly Slater is that I have hair. He doesn't, but I feel like if he wanted to grow hair, he could, like, overnight.
Like,
I mean,
you go to Turkey. I mean, he's so, if he wanted, but.
Like, I've heard, I don't know him. I know you do, John. I've heard yeah. he is, like, also the coolest guy ever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's just one of the best for sure. Oh. And, yeah, no, I'm excited to have Kelly. You know, and honestly, under the surface, both Bill and Kelly have been such supporters of what we've done at Go Hill Park. I mean, honestly, without probably both their involvements, you know, I you know doubt if we would have made it this far. So they've been huge supporters, and it's just you know, and I called on them this time because all the pro guys were. You know, tied up. I mean, Xander, you know, God bless him. He's one of the best of all time. And he's played six Wishbone Brawl. I mean, it's basically been his baby.
Yeah.
And he just said this year he couldn't make it because of other conflicts. And, you know, he's had such a monster year, too. And I think he really wanted to just chill out and, you know, not do anything in the month of November. So that's obviously understandable. But then Fred couldn't make it, and Jeff Ogilvy couldn't make it. All these guys couldn't make it, and so that's what it's like. I called on these guys, and they're, you know, and they're, you know, obviously huge, huge guys, and they're both a little wishy-washy, though.
You don't know. I can see that.
You don't know. Even if they say they're going to do something, they don't really quite know if they're going to show up, but. But and I texted Bill and I said, hey, look, I think I'm going to pull the plug on this thing. I just can't get anybody scheduled to line up. You know, we'll just take a year off and, you know, we'll come back next year. And, you know, he called me 5 minutes later and goes, no, we got to do this. I'm in. I'll be there.
Good strategy. Guilted him into it.
Yeah, guilted him into it.
That works
yeah.
with Woods, too,
it works
actually.
With me, too.
So
yeah.
I've never asked you this, yeah. John. I've seen the pictures, Bill Murray in the Safe Goat Hill T-shirt. How do you know Bill? Like, what does that relationship date back to?
Well, you know, probably about 10 years ago, we had some mutual golf friends, and this just cute little old lady up in Palma Valley who was a really good golfer. But he has one of his houses up in Palma Valley, and his kids actually went to a local school up there a lot. And so... That was one of his good friends, and we ended up playing golf together, and you know had a great time, and it was right when we were saving Goat Hill Park. It was actually before I even met him. She told me, "Yeah, here's his address. Send him a." I was doing that whole Save Goat Hill thing, and I sent him a T-shirt with a letter, tell him what I was doing, and you know, never you know thought I would even hear back from him, and I didn't for a while, and then all of a sudden, probably 2 months later. I get this really nice letter and a photograph, that photograph of him, which is iconic because he is on the 40th anniversary stage of Saturday Night Live in his tuxedo with his Save Goat Hill T-shirt underneath it.
Wow.
So he, you know, he definitely put a lot of thought into it and like all of a sudden, bang, this comes out of the blue and really gave us a shot in the arm. And then, honestly, later on, then we played golf, got to know each other a little bit, and you know, and I was you know trying to save the goat, and I kind of needed some financial help, so I did you know I did a little round of investors, and I don't know how I got up the courage, but I asked him if he'd be interested, and sure enough, he was right there and wrote a check. So he's been a huge supporter of Goat Hill Park, and. And the cool thing about this event we put together is it really does so much good for the kids in our community, and that's why we do it. So it all goes to our kids programs, the North County Junior Golf and the Caddy and Leadership program at Goat Hill Park. So, you know, we see the benefits. It's really helping kids, and it's great. So it's, you know, the whole thing is just a fun day in the park, and I don't know what to expect this year, honestly. You never know. I think it's going to be just a blast, and it looks like the weather's going to be good. So if anybody wants to, we still have tickets left. It's $50, and that all goes towards the charity. And you can go to goathillpark.com to get tickets, and we'd love to see people out there. Love to see. I hope you guys are coming. You're coming, right?
No, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I expect nothing less than a Cinderella story, you know.
Oh, no. Please don't. Saturday. Please don't, Ben. Oh, no. I mean, so we're talking to
our pal. The crowd is just on its feet here.
Cinderella boy. Talking to our pal, John Ashworth, here on Ben and Woods this morning. So, I mean, like you mentioned it earlier that he's one of those guys. And I've heard all the stories about him. Like, you have to send a script to, like, a random place, and he may read it and may show up to film the movie. I mean, are you nervous at all? Like, are you nervous at all that he just doesn't show? Yeah.
Woodsy, you're in.
You're the backup.
You're the backup.
All right, I'll take it. I'll take it. You see the look of disappointment in that young lady. She thought she was playing with Bill Murray. She's playing with Stephen Woods of the 22 handicap. What a nightmare. What's he like? Did I see a picture of all you guys at St. Andrews? Did I see that, or is that made up?
Yeah. That was a couple years ago, the Dunhill Cup, and we were all together there, so it was fun. But no, he's just a great guy. I mean, he's amazing. You know, he's very funny too, but he's got a big heart and you know, super guy.
Well, looking forward to it. Obviously, it'll be a different feel, but I love the goat. It's awesome. I'm always amazed by John. John Ashworth, you probably have seen Ashworth golf shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, made his name in the golf business making golf shirts, and now I've never seen him actually wearing a golf shirt because no one wears golf shirts at Goat Hill. They only wear T-shirts, and they play music, bring their dogs. It's casual. It's kind of changed the face of what golf is in a lot of places, and it's spreading casual vibe for golf, and I think Goat Hill Park is one of the that's done it, and it's always amazing. It's my favorite spot in San Diego, John. So thank you for inviting me, and thank you for introducing and saving Goat Hill Park.
Yeah, and also, guys, I mean, Chris Riley, who is no slouch, I mean, he played on the Ryder Cup. He's playing. He's a great guy. He's playing. And then we also got the LaVeo twins who, you know, Benny, you know, you've seen them.
Oh, they've destroyed me many times at Goat Hill Park.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to be, there's going to be some serious golf going on, too, and just a lot of laughs and a good time. So, anyway, that's the deal. And we need a rematch, too, guys.
I mean, we do, for sure.
You guys are hiding. So, I mean, we need to.
My game's not exactly in A form right now.
Haven't played in months.
Yeah. So, John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brad.
Again, GoatHillPark.com for the Wishbone Brawl tickets. It's next Saturday. Starts at noon. You can show up a little bit early. And there's no ropes or anything. Like, you know, you go to the.
No, it's old fashioned.
Yeah,
it's
just walk along the fairways with everyone. Just stay out of the way of
Bill Murray.
Yeah. Stay out of the way of the shots and you're fine. And just go and stay. Go the whole time. You go for nine holes, whatever. It's a lot of fun. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, guys.
John Ashworth, the caretaker at Goat Hill Park.
Hugh, one of the biggest Padres fans you'll ever meet as well. I mean, playing golf with John is an honor, and it's just nuts. I mean, I grew up, my dad was an Ashworth lover.
He's...
Like, every shirt he had was Ashworth, and, like, to be buddies with him is a trip.
You know, I haven't really thought about it, but he's got a lot of Peter Seidler
big time.
In him as 100%. Well. As unpretentious as a successful person.
Charitable.
Like Peter. Just charitable.
Very
always thinking about the community and others. Obviously was hugely successful in business, but you'd never know it when you run into him. When I first met him, it was kind of like, you're
him?
John
I know. Yeah, because look, there's a stigma that comes with, like,
of course,
old school golfers. You're like, all right, bro. It's why I didn't play for many, many years. And I was like, but then you meet a guy like John, and I mean, the guy still hits with wooden woods, persimmon woods. Who does that in the year 2024? He does it on purpose, and he strokes it. Like, it's just, it's a trip, man. It's a trip. So, yeah, Bill Murray's going to be there, which is just insane. Kelly Slater, legendary. That's going to be a great day. When is it?
It's next Saturday, the 23rd. Okay. So, Saturday before Thanksgiving.
My dad will be in town.
Oh, cool.
Oh, boy. I think I know what we're doing.
It's just a casual vibe, and everybody's out there. There's usually like food trucks, and people are having beers and
John
walking around.
They're the like antithesis of stereotypical country club golf.
Correct.
It has a reputation, and it is stuffy at times, a lot of times.
How weird is it that homeboy over here to my left, that's the place that he's found.
You could go up to Goat Hill right now and be shirtless, flip-flops,
shoeless,
bring your dog out there. It's to just get people, especially kids, involved with the sport.
It's so
but
cool.
Everybody respects the game.
Yeah.
They don't...
It's not a free-for-all
It's not about social status or, the persnickety rules of golf. It's about respecting the game, but also just having fun and being relaxed and casual.
Yeah, and also, of course, will absolutely kick your teeth down your throat. Okay? Just so you know.
It's not long.
It will kick your teeth down your throat.
It is challenging to play.
Oh,
no doubt about that.
Best round I ever had there was a, what is it, par what?
65.
I shoot a 69 or 70?
70
on New Year's Day, remember? And I almost beat you. That
you
was
did.
The closest I've ever been.
It's I think it's 8 par 3s, 9 par 4s and 1 par 5.
Yeah, man.
And by the way, the charity, the North County Junior Golf and the Caddy and Leadership Academy, they just provided 2 scholarships for 2 girls who are going to go to the University of Washington full ride, who have been caddies at Goat Hill Park for the last few years, twin sisters. It's an amazing, thing. It really is great for kids to not just get involved in the game, but they interact with adults and they go, and it really builds a lot of skills. So I'm a big fan of it, and that's why we supported it with our golf tournament earlier this year as well.
And I really hope John will have us back next year for the Bentonwoods Open. It was really a phenomenal experience. Phenomenal experience. He's a phenomenal guy.
So anyway, if you don't have plans next Saturday and you're going to be up in North County, if you haven't checked out Goat Hill Park, just fun to walk around. It's a good hike. Bring your walking shoes.
Ooh, is it ever?
Yeah, you get some exercise going down the hills.
I just got the Jones to play for the first time in a while since talking to John. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that and will support.
Paulie has got our Rindle report when we come back.
Some breaking baseball news.
All right, breaking baseball news. We can give you some more details on the remodel of the Western Metal Supply Company building as well. And we got our football threesome ahead. So stay tuned. Final hour of Men and Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.